the subjects of sweeping anti-terror restrictions in France are claiming they're being discriminated against and having their fundamental rights denied. French authorities are making unprecedented use of discretionary powers under an anti-terror law to keep more than 500 people they deem to be potential security threats away from the biggest event modern France has ever organized. Those subjected to the restrictions are largely from ethnic minority groups, and their lawyers say they've been forbidden to leave their neighborhoods and required to report daily to police. One of those people now restricted in their movements with orders that don't require prior approval from judges is Amina, a France-born 21-year-old with no criminal record who has not been charged with any crime.
The restrictions I'm currently facing are having to report and sign in every day at a police station near my city from Monday to Sunday, and I can't miss one day. If I have to work or I'm sick or for whatever reason, I have to go and sign, and I'm forbidden from leaving the city where I live, so I can't leave at all, be there any reason. So these are very punitive restrictions for acts I haven't committed and which prevent me from having a normal life. Actually, these restrictions undermine my fundamental freedom of movement.
Directement ma liberté fondamentale de me mouvoir.